We're old as fuck.
We are old as fuck.
I am an old man these days. I sneezed yesterday.
Just throw your back out.
I don't know what I did, but fucking pain shot through my entire body. I was like, what is happening? This hurts so bad. All I did was sneeze. Well, I don't deserve this. All right.
Okie doke.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 225.
This is a podcast where two drunken poltergeists play retro games for your amusement. I am poltergeist number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am poltergeist number two. My name is Earl. And this week it's our Halloween spectacular.
Spooktacular.
My God. Oh, my God. What am I doing?
Nothing spectacular about the spooks.
No, it's spooktacular. You're right. Damn ooh, right. It's so creepy. What'd they do, Drake?
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Yes. I fucking love the Halloween episode. Here we are.
So we can just use that over and
over and over again.
It was a graveyard.
Yes.
I like how you split up those two things, even though that's just the next line.
I know, but I split them up. Well, I don't know, because I like to play the just, they did the mash.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week, revelers, we are going to, in the Halloween spirit, we're going to be playing Ghosts and Goblins on the NES.
Yes.
A game
we were going to play, apparently, like
three years ago. 3 years ago.
Now we played Resident Evil 2 instead.
Yep. I was starting my research for my three questions, and I had this like little thought in the back of my head.
Did you find some of the same questions?
Well, no, I didn't even start looking. I just was like, I feel like I found questions for Ghosts and Goblins once, and I searched my thing, and sure enough, there it was. But we didn't do a Ghosts and Goblins episode, and I was like, why? What is going on here? And turns out we were going to play Ghosts and Goblins and then decided not to because we had played an NES game the week before. So, but anyway, so I did my three question research 3 years ago.
All right,
so
good to know.
Yep. So that'll be good. but before we get to our spooktacular Ghosts and Goblins, how is it going this week, Jurek? Tell me your roses and thorns.
I'm not doing that.
No, okay, come on.
It's going spooky.
Spooky.
I mean, I guess not yet. It's not actually Halloween yet.
Yeah, it is.
It will be when this episode, or it will be the day before.
The day before,
yeah. This will come out the day before
on
Halloween.
On the 30th, yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, doing good. You know, hanging out, relaxing all cool. You know,
Were you shooting some b-ball outside of school?
I mean, I was in like a park.
Okay, but not with a b-ball.
No.
No. Just dogs, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's usually what I'm doing in the parks these days.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, not a lot to report this week. Just same old, hanging out, doing school.
Did you get any more comps this week?
I did.
You did. Nice.
I got a tib fib.
The old tib fib.
The
tibia
old tibia fibula.
Nice.
Fibula.
Fibula. My bad. Not fibia. Tibia fibia.
Yeah. That's
I'm basically a scientist, so.
No, you got it wrong, not quite.
I mean, that's, I'm just like, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it had been next week, I could have gotten like four comps on one patient.
Oh. 'Cause
we had to do just like everything on her. But the only thing I could comp on was tib fib. Because, yeah, I have to sim it in class before I can comp on it in an actual real life environment.
Right.
But I did. Like all the other things, pelvis, hip, knee, and tibia, fibula. But
excellent.
I sim them on Monday in class. So
okay.
It was, like I said, if it was next Wednesday, I could have done all those things.
Right, right.
But like my mom pointed out, soon I should probably be getting plenty of extremity things because people are going to start falling on the ice.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right.
I know.
It's
like, all right. Yeah. Keep falling, people.
Break those hips.
Break those hips. You know, fall on your knees. catch yourself with your wrists and your elbows.
Yes.
I'll x-ray them all.
Yes. Yes. And Revelers, I'm still going to start a Patreon for a portable x-ray machine.
Okay.
So we can get one on the show. Because Jurek won't steal one from the hospital.
One of the techs told me because for the portable things, we have these, you know, we put a image receptor thing behind the person. That's what captures the image and wirelessly transmits it then to the machine and stuff. And we always put them in bags or whatever when we put them behind people or touch people with them because it's easier than cleaning them each time or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We just throw the bag away. And he was like, okay, I just want to make sure you have it because I don't want to drop one of these. You know, the hospital doesn't really like to pay $5,000 to replace them.
Oh,
like,
for a machine. Okay.
No,
oh.
Just for the image receptor.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
So the machines themselves are probably like 20, 30.
Okay. I think we can raise that. Revelers, you in? Let's do
this. Just like the one part of it. So probably not.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, doing good. How you
Excellent.
Doing, man?
I'm good. Well, I had a good week this week. I've been working. I mean, not that I haven't been working before,
right,
but
I've been working full time.
On a show, kind of. You know? Yeah, I've been working, but not like, you know, making art, you know, which not that I'm really the art maker. I'm the art facilitator, but but still, I don't know. We're working on stuff and it's awesome. So, yeah, but other than that, you know, pretty standard week, not much new to report. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I just started playing it yesterday because I spent like the entire week just trying to find something to play and just nothing was striking my fancy.
Yep, yep.
Mostly because I like to play things on Game Pass because I already pay for it and I just don't want to buy other games.
Right.
But nothing else was seemed good. So I bought on the Switch Hades.
Oh, I have heard it's super good.
I'm not super far into it, but yes, it is good. It's a roguelite.
How does it compare to Gungeon?
I mean,
have
it's
you
not
played Gungeon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, you know, you don't like shoot.
It's not a, it's, you it's, don't shoot?
No, it's like melee fighting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you still are killing like hundreds
yes,
of guys.
Yes, you're killing,
right?
You're killing okay. things, but you're not. It's not with guns or whatever.
Okay, well, yeah,
so it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
like a twin stick shooter or whatever.
I know it's not like a bullet, but isn't it kind of bullet hell-y? Like, isn't no,
not
no.
really. Oh. I mean, it's a roguelike or roguelite or
okay,
whatever,
okay.
where you know you go through room by room. You play as the son of Hades trying to escape the underworld, essentially, with like the help of the gods of Olympus.
Okay, so you're like a good guy, and
yeah.
you know, Hades.
Hades is your dad, and
he's
like,
pissed off.
You leave. Can't get out.
Okay.
You keep dying, and you come back to, you know,
is there
Hades
any
realm.
Progression?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there
There's
is.
Stuff
okay.
that carries over. So during each run, you'll get these things called boons or whatever from the gods of Olympus, and those only last for that current run. So that's kind of your build. Like each run is these things that are random, and that's, you know, you can get lucky and things work well with each other,
right, right.
and get this awesome build for that run,
and
or
then
whatever.
You can just run through the whole game.
Yeah.
Have you beat it yet?
No
I have okay.
not even gotten out of the first.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can get regularly now to like the first boss, but I've not beat her yet.
I gotta figure out that pattern. Is it yeah. always the same boss?
Yes, but her pattern was totally different this last time.
Oh.
She did way different attacks.
Okay, interesting. So. Okay, so maybe, yeah, there's different, rather than different bosses, just different
right,
patterns.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, then there's like a couple different types of currency kind of that you build up each run, and you keep that when you go back to the
and then you can
home
buy
base
skills
area.
Or something.
You can unlock different weapon. Like you have 6 different weapons you start with. I mean, those are like, you don't get new weapons as you're going through. You get things that make those weapons better.
Ah, okay.
Or what, like,
yeah, yeah.
enhance their attack power and whatnot. But that's just for that run. But you basically, yeah, you choose between 6 different weapons, but you have to unlock them. I only have 4 of them unlocked right now.
Ah, okay.
So you unlock them with like keys that you collect, and then you use this other currency to, yeah, buy kind of upgrades for your character. Like I got one that when you die, you don't die right away on the first time. You get 50 health back.
Ah, cool.
After the first time, and I can, if I collect 500 of the currency or whatever, I can buy another upgrade for that, and then I can do that twice.
Twice. Ah, okay. You can do it twice. It doesn't just give you full health.
No, it gives you 50% health. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
I said 50 health.
Oh, 50 health. Oh, I see. Okay. It's not 50 health is not necessarily 50%. Not necessarily 50%. I see. Okay. No. Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, you get better each time, and you know, you figure out, like all roguelikes, you figure out the patterns of enemies and how to fight them better the more you do it and everything. But yeah, the animation is great. The music's really good. The controls are tight and fast paced. I mean, it's a fast paced game, like most.
Yeah.
A lot of roguelikes are and stuff.
A lot, not all. I mean, not all. The mother of all. I'm not the mother of all, but the second mother of all, NetHack is not exactly the fastest game.
I guess, yeah. More modern day ones are, okay. Like Gungeon, Dead Cells,
yeah.
And
yeah,
whatnot. I would say, yeah, it's more like Dead Cells,
okay,
than anything.
And I had trouble getting into Dead Cells.
I like Dead Cells.
I liked it, but I don't
it's
know.
Way different combat style.
Like, oh, okay.
Because it's just a different angle and stuff. It's like isometric kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. And yeah, but it's super fun. I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm starting to kind of figure it out. But yeah, it's like each room you go into, you clear all the enemies, and then you'll get some sort of bonus, whether it's a currency that you keep with you or a boon from one of the gods that you pick from three random ones. If it's a thing like that, it'll be, you know, maybe it makes your attack 50%, your regular attack does 15% more damage, or your magic spell does a different thing now, or your dodge now causes damage to things when you dodge through them,
okay,
or whatever, and you got to pick one of those.
Cool.
So the longer you last,
the stronger
you'll
get, yeah,
in each run.
But also the harder it gets,
I would imagine as well.
Yep.
But yeah, it's super fun. I've probably done, I don't know, 10 runs or something so far.
Okay. I think I'm going to get it. I mean, I don't know. I love roguelikes.
It's only like 20. I think it's 20 bucks
20
or $24.99.
Okay.
I think it was.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get it. I don't know. I also need a new game.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's definitely fun. I definitely can see that I think I'll get pretty into it and everything.
Yeah. Do you think you'll put 150 hours into it like I did into Gungeon?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Hard to say. Depends on if anything else comes out that's fun.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Doom Eternal is on Games Pass.
Oh.
And
I just
wasn't in the mood for it at the time.
Right.
But I'll definitely be in the mood at some point.
Right. It's fucking Doom.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sweet.
So yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Excellent.
What have you been playing?
Not much this week. I mean, I've been playing, but
just the old
standbys. Smash and Animal Crossing. Not much new to report in the Smash world. Just, you know, just smashing away. That's what I do. Animal Crossing. Oof.
Would you call Smash maybe like a graveyard smash?
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
I hit the wrong one at first. My bad.
Yeah,
my bad. Yes, I would call it a graveyard smash. Actually, I would call my Animal Crossing Island a graveyard smash right now. It's not really a graveyard, but it is.
It's pumpkin,
ultra pumpkin-y. There's hundreds
so
of pumpkin things. I'm pretty sure there's not one single spot you can stand on my island and not see a pumpkin. Like, at least one. I'm pretty sure I've gone around the whole thing. I don't know. And I add about 20 new things a day. And I'm going to keep doing it until Halloween. And it's also making my island lag really bad. Like, when you run around, it's just like, oh my God, what is happening? The frame rate dips to like 10 frames a second.
Me and Abby have pumpkins at home ready to carve.
Oh, real life pumpkin carving.
Real life pumpkin carving.
Nice.
Yeah, we do it every year.
Are you going to make the Animal Crossing faces?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I would if I were you.
I'm going to put Oogie Boogie on mine.
Oogie Boogie. Ooh.
From Nightmare Before Christmas. No. Wrong thing.
Okay, gotcha. I don't have an Oogie Boogie.
This is Halloween.
Oh, I should get some fucking
Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie.
It is. And there's creepy wolves about.
Two things in one.
I love Halloween because I just play sound effects for no reason.
Yeah.
It's like I think one of the very first episodes we did was a Halloween episode that we had sound effects in. And I don't know, like the Monster Mash was like the start of it all. That was like why I wanted sound effects so I could go.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It makes me fucking laugh so much.
Was it back in our first one? Ghoul School and
Ghoul School, Monster Party? I think so. Ghoul School and Monster Party. Or it was, yeah, I think it was that one. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, also in Animal Crossing, Wispy Mist Island said a fond farewell to Anacotti today yesterday.
No one knows what that means.
I know, but she was one of my villagers, and she's been with me like almost the whole time. And it was hard to let her go, but she was like, I want to go out and explore the world. And I was like, well, who am I to stifle your dreams, Anacotti? You go. And, you know, we had some good times, but I have a new cute AF deer on the way by the name of Fauna. So that should be good. Yep. And she is adorable.
Of course, they all are.
They all are. I know every one of them. Nah, some of them are
not all.
I don't know. Rodney the hamster, I had him for a little while.
Oh, we had a Rodney.
Yeah,
for
I bet
a while.
You had Rodney. Rodney, I don't know. He looks like a goober.
I feel like we had a Rodney.
I think you did have Rodney, actually.
We did too.
Anyway, this week, though, Jurek, we are going to be playing Ghosts and Goblins on the NES.
Ghosts and Goblins.
What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's try it, man.
All right. Well, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Nah.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay. I actually have no idea. Like, I read them, but okay. I found these questions 3 years ago on October 17th, 2017, to be exact. So at 7:22 p.m. Okay. So that was just before we were supposed to record. So, that was a Tuesday. Never mind, that was a Tuesday. Like,
okay. We would have already known we were playing Resident Evil.
I guess I was doing my research earlier back then. I was actually, like, doing
it. A little more
it.
Professional.
Yeah,
then.
A little...
Well, I mean...
My, how the times have changed. Anyway, here we go. Ghosts and Goblins. Three questions. Question number one. In what way is the Japanese version even harder than the international release?
Even harder?
Yes. This game, for those that don't know, Revelers, this game is notoriously hard.
Yeah, it's brutal.
We're going to get nowhere, but we'll try. But how is the Japanese version even harder than the international release?
Like, I can't even fathom a guess because it's already fucking balls to the wall hard.
It is. But in the Japanese version, there are no continues. If you get a game over in either the first
or
the second playthrough,
I assume there were no continues in this.
there are. In the international release, has unlimited continues, which takes you back to a checkpoint. But the game is still crushingly difficult. But from what I think, there's a code that you can actually use in the Japanese version.
I saw that on the when we were looking at cheats.
Yeah, I also just saw that, so I was like, oh well, that question is wrong. I guess I don't. I don't know. You
but
have to put it in a code
without knowing that.
Yeah. There's no. So this game, like, you beat it once, and then you have to beat it all over again, the whole thing, the second time, in order to get to truly beat it,
the
to get
real
the real
ending. The happy end.
Yep. And so in the Japanese version, even if you're in the second playthrough and you die, it takes you all the way back to the beginning of the first playthrough. Like, oh my God, that sucks.
That's brutal.
This game is brutal. Okay, 0-1 here, Drake. Here we go. Question number two. What character from this game would go on to star in its own games?
In its own games?
Yep. That is not Duncan, or is it Duncan? I think so. Is Duncan the guy you are?
Sir Arthur.
Sir Arthur, my bad.
Is it then... is it whoever the character you play as in Demon's Crest? Is it like the main bad guy in this? Or?
Yeah. I mean, he's not really the main bad guy, but he's a bad guy in this. The Red Aramer.
Okay.
Or I don't really know how to say it. It's Arremer. Aramer. I don't know. But he's also known as Firebrand in Gargoyle's Quest 1 and 2, and he's also the star of Demon's Crest on the Super Nintendo. So... Yeah, he got his start here in Ghosts and Goblins, and he's an annoying little fuck that we will definitely see, and he will definitely kill us.
Great.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
You are 1-for-2 here, Jerick. Can you go 2-for-3? Here we go. Question number 3. While Ghosts and Goblins was developed and distributed by Capcom, what other company made a small run of the arcade game, and what is different about that version of the game?
Oh, geez.
A different company There was a small run of arcade games that are also Ghosts and Goblins, and it's basically the same game, but there's some slight differences.
Like, is it a major game company that I would have heard of?
Oh, yeah.
And that, are they known for arcade games?
Yes, and home console.
Is it Konami?
It is not, but that was a good guess. It is Taito.
That would have been my... I guess that just... Because they... I think it's not on there. At least what I read was that Taito America published.
Yeah,
this
it's
game for the
Taito
NES.
America. Oh no, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe it was just
Capcom
for the arcade game.
Yeah. The.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Taito America.
I was reading it on the arcade page.
They made a run of the arcade game, and everything in the game is the exact same except Arthur is now called Sir Michael, and the main villain is now called Argon. Other than that, it's the exact same game.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Okay. 1-for-3. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Well, better than 0-for-3.
That is better than 0-for-3. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Ghosts and Goblins on the NES?
I do indeed. Ghosts and Goblins was released in 1985 in the arcade and 86 on NES in both Japan and North America. It's developed by Capcom and published by Capcom, except for in North America. I guess maybe that was only certain units in North America that were Taito America then? I don't know.
I guess.
Wikipedia said North America was Taito, was
maybe,
published by Taito America.
Maybe the arcade was. And yeah. I don't know.
It didn't specify NES. Or I'm guessing this one on the NES was developed and published by Capcom.
It says it right there, Capcom. Yeah. 1986. Licensed by Nintendo of America.
Right. The director of the game is Tokuro Fujiwara, who also, I guess, I'm not sure exactly his role in some of these games. I think he directed Bionic Commando and Sweet Home, a game we talked about.
I don't think we
talked about that off the air.
Yeah. So Sweet Home, actually, I think might be our next year's Halloween game.
Yeah, so stay tuned next
one
year,
from
Revelers.
Now.
And then Sweet Home is kind of what influenced Resident Evil.
Yep.
And he worked on Resident Evil as like a consultant or something because he had worked on Sweet Home.
Okay.
The composer is Ayako Mori.
Ayako Mori. I feel like we know that name.
I don't know. The name's not
clickable.
Oh,
we don't
so
know that name. Okay.
We could, but if it's not clickable on multiple Wikipedia articles, I don't know.
No, I guess that, I don't know. That sounds,
like,
you know why I never mind. I just had a meeting with a guy with the last name Mori. That's why, that is why, not a meeting, he dropped something off, but
story's kind of falling apart here.
It is. It's falling apart. My bad. Okay. Unimportant. Anyway, what else we got, Jerry?
Well, let's listen to some Ayako Mori's jams.
Let's do it right now. And we're Pretty good.
It is good. It's spooky.
It is spooky. And it does, like, when you're playing the game, it does get a little repetitive. But
it sounded kind of repetitive when we're listening to it.
Yeah.
It's good. I guess I can't remember what it's like when you're playing the game. It doesn't seem like music that fits a kind of more fast-paced, like, action platformer of game.
I mean, it does fit, though.
I guess we'll find out once we start playing. We will find out.
Yep.
But yeah, this game is a side-scrolling platformer where you're playing as Sir Arthur, and you're trying to save Princess Prinprin from Astaroth, King of the Demon World.
Okay.
This game is widely known for its brutal difficulty.
Oh my god, it's so fucking hard.
You get different kind of upgrades to weapons, or you find new weapons and stuff, and essentially, yeah, you're wearing armor, you get hit once, your armor gets knocked off, and then you're in your underwear. And then you get hit again, and you're dead.
And you're dead, and it's game over.
And it's just game over, apparently. And you just, it's not even that you have lives.
Nope, you're just dead. And you had to start, well, at the last checkpoint, which sometimes can be pretty far away.
I guess I assumed you still had lives.
Nope.
But that makes the Japanese version, then, without the code, brutal.
Yes, yeah. Like, this game is fucking brutal.
Especially because you have to beat it twice to really
beat it. And you have to basically do it without getting hit. I mean, like, it's fucking hard. You can get hit one time.
Twice.
If you get hit twice, you're done. Well, so, right. Yes. So, like, you can get hit once. But
I guess
you can get your suit back, you know, but it's, like, rare.
Right. But, I mean, I guess the at least you can get hit twice is just harder. Like, Mario, you also can only really get hit twice.
That is true, but the difficulty is not nearly what this is. I think in Ghosts and Goblins, like, there was one point in my life where I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to fucking beat it. And I, like, was really giving it the old college try, you know? But
You didn't try very hard in college, though.
Yeah, that is correct. So I was giving it the post-college try.
Right.
I think, like, after much trial and error, I was able to make it to, like, the third level, maybe the fourth. I really don't know. I certainly didn't beat it.
There's only six levels.
Yeah. But still, it is hard. And you really, it's all about memorization. So,
and do you know what you get if you can beat it a second time?
You
get this following message that
yeah,
is
you just get
the
a
most
little message.
Mistranslated mess I've ever heard.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. This story is happy end. Thank you. Being the wise and courageous knight that you are, you feel strong welling in your body. Return to starting point. Challenge again.
It's like the worst translated thing of all time.
You feel strong welling, period. In your body.
In your body.
Period.
That is a prime example of
all of your base there belong to
us. Yes. And Ghosts and Goblins is infamous for that. And yeah, you fucking work your ass off to beat this whole game and then you get that shitty message. Yeah. Hilarious. All right. Well, should we play this game?
Let's mash it up, man.
Oh,
I
already poured. I was about to pour double shots.
We don't need doubles.
Well, all right. That's fair. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay, I am fucking ready for Ghosts and Goblins here. I am ready. Okay, right. we're gonna play two player mode. But we just take turns. I mean, that's all it is. So
is there something that's supposed to be right there?
That is a good question. Press start. Player one ready.
Uh oh. I selected the secret option, apparently.
Yeah, and I don't know what's happening. Oh, there's the red armor. Oh my god, he took the princess. Princess Prinprin. Prinprin?
Prinprin, apparently.
They were really clever with their name. Princess. What can we call her? How about Princess? Prinprin. Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know what option we chose. We didn't choose the secret option. I think it's possible there's a little bit of things getting messed up on the game. It was hard for the thing to read the cartridge when we put it in. We could just play the Switch version, but I'm sick of playing the Switch version.
Player 2 ready.
Oh, player 2 ready. All right, let's do it.
So I really don't know what option I selected. There was player 1, player 2, And then an option, yeah, below it. That didn't
see,
say
see if you
anything.
Can look up like at least a playthrough that shows that screen and see if you can see if there's something supposed to be there. Or if we did choose the secret option. Secret option 3, profit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this game is hard. There's zombies everywhere. I think I made it a little farther than you did. I'm not sure. I don't remember you being at this part. You really just got to take your time.
I died to the first bat, you see.
Oh, God, yeah, okay. I want that. Yeah, this seems to be a little more generous with suits than I remember, but... Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Oh, get it. Oh, that's... Okay, so it's not life. It's not a suit. I don't know what it is, but... Oh, my God. Crows, this...
I don't know. There's nothing, even the start screen when I'm looking at pictures. It's
there's
just
there's
one
the error
mark.
Oh, my God.
Players,
he got
so.
Me. I'm dead. He fucked me up. First time we saw him, you're up. That's it? That was on any other playthrough? Okay, so maybe the game's not messing up.
I don't know. I typed in start fine, screen so. Of Ghosts and Goblins, and...
So what happens if we pick that weird third option? That's so
what
weird.
I picked.
I know, but like, what's the difference? I guess we'll have to start over and play the actual two-player mode and see what happens. I don't think anything's much different. Unless this is like easy mode, because I feel like I got kind of farther than I should have, but maybe not. This first level is doable. There's a part coming up that's pretty tough. That's actually where I died. Is the red armor. Oh, you got the holy fire. Yeah, fuck him up. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
See, like, you really just got to, like, keep going. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, the fucking.
The red armor just fucks
fuck
you.
Fuck that guy, man.
Every time.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, here we go. We're still on level one. We can do this. It's like Castlevania where it shows you the whole map and then you, like, move on little chunks at a time. Which is sweet. Also, I really want to play Castlevania. I've been playing a lot of Simon and Smash lately, and it's really been making me want to play Castlevania 1. So good. So
I've
good.
I've never played Castlevania 1.
Have we not played it on this podcast?
I think the only Castlevania we played so far was it just the Game Boy one?
I think so, that actually. Like, Castlevania Adventure, it was terrible.
It was like slower than Milan. Castlevania is slow. Like, I played... You know, obviously, I played a ton of Symphony of the Night, second best game of all time. And then I've played Super Castlevania
Killed the Armor.
4 or whatever.
Super Castlevania 4 is fantastic.
It is.
But it's no Castlevania 1. Although, maybe it is. I don't know. Oh, my God! Oh! What? These, like, floating apparition things. Just, there's no place for you to go. Oh, my God. Okay. Level one. We can do this, Drew.
We
can do this.
We can.
Here we go. It's time to nut up or shut up.
Oh, I start with my fire.
You start with the fire. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. And it doesn't seem like there's ammo or anything, right? What is that thing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're
a frog. I'm a frog.
You are a frog. Okay. I have never seen that happen before.
Okay. So... See, I do have lives.
Yeah, player one game over, I guess. I don't know.
Not anymore.
I guess you have lives in the American one? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Or
I,
is that what the third option did? I can't find anything about this
about
secret
the
third
secret
option I selected.
Yeah, we did select a secret third option, though. Oh, see, I started at checkpoint.
Oh, you made it. Yeah, you made it further than me. It must be after that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just gotta...
You got to really, like,
time
finesse
out your
it.
Shit, man.
You really got to finesse it. Oh, my God. This is so intense. This game. Oh, my God. What is that? I don't know. I killed it. Oh, I don't like
Steve,
it.
Just keep going. Just keep going, man. Just keep
no!
going. Oh, God.
Like, you can't even dodge shit. Oh, there's spooky ghosts.
You got a knife.
I did. Oh, I got a knife. Sick. Fuck you. It doesn't shoot as fast as your lance thing. Oh, my God. What? Holy shit, there's so much going on. Okay.
Oh, man.
They're just everywhere.
Player two, game over.
Game over. Whew, that is fun though. I like a game like this where it's just like, let's challenge. Oh, I see what we did. We went to the continue option. Well, let's continue. I don't know. Two player.
What does that mean? Only one up, only two up. Two players.
Only one up, only two up, two players.
Oh, like I can continue only me or only you or both of us?
Oh, I guess. I think that's right. I don't know. What a weird... This is, see, like, they hadn't quite figured out...
I'm going to assume that's what that means.
I think that's what that means.
If I had done only two up, it would be just you
just
playing.
Just me playing. Interesting. You can continue... So when one of the players definitely gets too frustrated to play this... You can...
I even still have my fire to start with.
Okay. Well, that's sweet. So I guess maybe I'll probably
start
with
the fire
knife.
Is better? Better necessarily?
Yeah, I don't know if it is either, but I don't know.
It's not worse either.
I go up there, and it seems to be easier. You can kill that snake thing who's not shooting bullets at you, and there's no zombies up there.
I just feel like I'm so... Woo.
You're so vulnerable because you're naked.
And I'm just so like...
Oh, he's going to turn you into a frog. Run. Oh, my God. Sorry, I've made you panic.
Well, I was already panicking. I'm panicking the whole time, man.
I know. This whole game is panic.
This whole game is panic mode.
Oh, I see, though. It's going to start me where I was.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Ah, okay. Yep. Here we go. We can do this.
I just need to make it there.
Finesse. Ah, sometimes the best option is to choose no option. Just stand still. Oh, God. Not here.
Yeah.
Not here. Oh, my God.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think only... Right there, it seemed like only the middle one can really go low enough to get you.
To get you, okay. And then what it wants you to do is panic and jump so the others get you. Oh, my God. This is nuts. And I do have my knife.
I mean, sometimes you just want to keep going, man. Just keep running. You don't even always worry about killing things.
I know, but, like, if you don't...
Yeah,
what the fuck is that, guy? Oh, my God. Not you, guy. I'm talking about this ghost guy. Oh, my God. Okay. This is the boss?
Of this level, I think.
Well, and he wrecked me promptly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if you had killed him, I think you would have gotten to level two.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've definitely been farther than that. Two, I think I've been to three where those bricks are, but I'm not sure. I really don't know.
It's hard to say. No one else has ever made it further than
no,
that.
No, there's like one guy who can beat this game. Like the do you have speed run times?
I do.
I can't wait to guess what the speed run is on this. It's probably way faster than I think it is, but maybe not.
Probably.
I don't know. Like
it's fast.
Is it like a glitch or
no.
like a full speed run? Like a regular old.
I didn't watch the whole thing, even though it's not very long, but. Because I thought that too. I was like, there's no way you can't, this has to be some weird like glitch thing.
No, I mean, see, it's all about memorization. They're always going to be in the same place. So like, if you just know where they're going to come up, oh man, the red
see,
armor.
What is that? Like, I swear I picked up a suit of armor.
Yeah. See, I thought so too.
He doesn't put it on.
I think it's just points. I think there's another thing that is. So,
actual armor. Because I know I did in the speedrun thing I watched. He you know, he lost his armor at one point, and then he got it back. And I swear it was picking up the thing I just picked up.
Oh, my God. Oh, they got me. This is not good. Now I can't take a hit until the boss.
Yeah.
Or I
can't. Unless you get armor back.
No, but I, because I also, oh, my God,
what
is this?
What does that do?
I don't know, but I got it.
Yeah.
It definitely fell in a hole.
Fell in a hole, man.
I'm getting a little too cocky. I'm trying to jump and kill guys now instead of just run away. Run away might be the best strategy. I don't know.
All right, what do you think the speed run is? Okay, I have two different scores written down. I did pick up a knife at one point.
Oh, yep.
So one is the... Oh, now I'm back to fire.
Oh, you must have just got it. I don't...
I have the speed run for one loop and two loops.
One loops and two loops. Okay. Look at that. There's that bullet that's just following you underneath the stage there.
No, that tells me that's my... I have fire.
Oh.
That shows me what weapon
kill
I
that
have.
Fucking thing. Yeah, that way he can't turn you into a frog. Okay. He gets activated as soon... Yeah, you don't really... I think you want to jump at him, actually. Yes, you got him. Yes. Now I think you can get to the checkpoint, Drake. Oh, as long as you don't... As long as you platform correctly.
Yeah.
Whew.
All right.
It is a little clunky, maybe.
It is.
Oh, my God. They're everywhere. The game also, but I think you made it to the checkpoint.
Hope I made it.
Well, game over.
It's fine. You were still at the checkpoint when we game over before.
Yep. Sure was. Okay, here we go.
What do you think the speed run is for one loop?
For one loop, 7 minutes and 4 seconds.
Not quite that fast.
Okay.
But close.
How about 9 minutes and 13 seconds?
Now you're right on the other side of it.
8 minutes and 47 seconds.
Close. 8 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, man. 8 minutes to beat this, to beat by one run.
By Stuck in a Plate.
Stuck in a Plate. A little Stuck in a Plate. The best fucking...
The best one loop Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, I... Come on. I had that guy. Okay.
Which then you can maybe
two loops
kind
is 16 minutes
out.
And yeah. 16 minutes and or 17 minutes and I can't remember what the other seconds was, but in 59 seconds.
Oh, so close.
57.
17:52.
52, damn it. Okay, 17:52 to beat the whole game.
Twice.
I think we've already been playing it for that long, and we've
we're
not even past level
through the
one.
First level. Yeah. I know I watched it too because I was like, "There's no way." But yeah, he's just
goes. Does he just go or like?
Pretty much, he just knows
when to jump,
everything to do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's that's just memorization. That, like I said, that's how I got farther than I have beaten this level before. But it's all, you just have to memorize it, there's going to be a guy here and he's going to do this. And, but if I jump and get him, Oh my God. See, it's impossible. You can't jump over guys.
I know.
Which,
you can some guys you can, I saw on the speed run, he was jumping over guys all the time.
What was he doing, Jerry?
They did the mash.
He was definitely monster mash.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, that first one is the hardest of those. There's these fucking three ghost guys that come.
They're like ghost
come at
knights.
You all parabola style.
They do come at you parabola style, and not the Sweet Tool song.
No, not the Sweet Tool song.
What is this that I'm getting? Can you look up items?
I don't know.
I mean, oh, what?
Assume it's just. Points or something?
Yeah, it must be. I don't know. It was it's a little fire star.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Because I don't think you have special attacks or anything.
No, you just get weapons.
Your weapon you have. And
see, those guys now,
they came at me.
They were floating at the right levels.
Nice and
polite. My God. And these ones did not come at you nice and polite. Oh. Did you try and duck?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I get stuck in the duck.
Stuck in the duck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These weird snake guys.
Running my underwear.
That thing below you is really throwing me off.
Yeah, that just shows you what weapon you have currently.
Okay.
Ooh, that was
a nice shot. Oh, my God. These ghosts.
Risky business is what that was.
These ghosts are the worst. Oh,
I don't know
God.
Why I fucking
dead
jumped.
AF. Okay, here we go.
This game.
I hate this fucking game. I actually really like this.
No,
game.
It's
actually fun. I don't know.
It's
and yes,
brutal,
it's
brutal, man.
And it's brutal, but it. I don't know. It
is
it
like
feels...
Super Ghouls and Ghosts any easier?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's probably a little easier, but not.
I feel like maybe it just could control a little better.
Yeah. It could. We remember we tried out Super Ghouls and Ghosts after episode.
Wasn't that Demon's Crest?
No. We tried out Super Ghouls and Ghosts and we couldn't get anywhere. Because we didn't know there was a double jump.
Yeah. I thought that was Demon's
Crest. No,
that
was Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Oh my God. I'm just going to run. Run. Here they come. Okay. Got him. Oh my God. He's going to shoot a thing. Oh, God damn it. Oh, he chases you down the thing back to the ghosts?
Because
that was the boss.
That was the first one, right?
What, okay. Is there two?
Well, no. I mean, I think you fight kind of the same guy. I watched the first, two levels.
Yeah, though that thing that I was just fighting is a common enemy in the second level. But I guess he's a boss in the first level here.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's how brutal this game is. It's you beat a boss? Okay, now it's a regular enemy. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
The double whammy.
Ultra combo!
That was the ultra combo. I got hit by a snake thing that shot out whatever he shoots out, and it knocked me back into a pit. So I got my armor knocked off and then fell into
a
pit.
And then fell into
a
pit. You got ultra comboed. Straight up. Here we go. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all these. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. It just takes a little finesse. You just, like, it's like micro movement is almost like what you need to do. You need to move like one pixel away. Oh my God. Oh, what? I also just got ultra comboed. I got hit by a guy and knocked right into a pit. Oh my God. Okay, well, we're at the continue screen again.
All right. I'm trying to figure out these fucking items, man.
Oh, I'm not that worried about it. I mean, maybe the revelers are, though. We should be informative.
Every four items appear in a particular order as follows. Doll, weapon, doll, accessory, doll, weapon, doll, repeat. Those are dolls we're picking up that look like
armor
suits.
Yeah, and I think they just give you points.
And they just give you points.
Yep.
Well, that's a bunch of
what's that fire thing?
Boo hockey. Oh, hidden. This special icon is hidden in other early Capcom games, such as 1942. And like the armor, you must walk, jump, or fall through the correct position to make a Yashichi appear.
A Yashichi.
If you manage to find one and collect it, you will earn 10,000 points.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Apparently, it's just like
just
points.
A point thing.
Oh, oh no! I hit the wrong button. I was just trying. I thought we were on the demo screen. Should we just try to do? Oh, but we can't reset. Well, I can just die. go on the main menu and try a level select.
Well, yeah, we can try that. Or maybe we can just continue. I don't know. I mean, maybe like two player like can still continue. But I think we reset it.
Yeah, I think I fucked up.
Let's just try. Let's see what happens. Do you have the level select up?
No.
I had it at one point. It's a little convoluted. We'll see if we can do it. I think we can. Just remember right up, left, down. Right up, left, down.
Right up, left.
So you have to hold right, press B three times, hold what did I say? Right.
No, but
up,
then
left,
but then
down.
It made it seem like you hold it the first time you hold right, but then you just do
nope. Hold right, press B three times, then press up and release it. Oh,
yeah, so you
press
just press
B
up,
three more times.
And then
so nope. Oh, press up and release it. Press B three more times.
So you don't hold it while pressing B other than the first time.
You hold right the first time. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what seemed confusing to me, too.
It's a very convoluted code. We'll see if we can do it. We'll see if we can do it.
Codes are always fucking convoluted, man.
And now you're just going for it. That's okay. You can do this. You're a frog.
I'm a frog.
You're dead. Nope, not yet. Oh, my God. You're fucking these guys up. Fuck these zombies.
Going to be dead in no time.
Nah, get them. Get them. You got this. You can fucking beat this level. Oh, nope, dead.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Game over.
Well, let's just see what it does here. Let's...
All right. I suppose that means I have to try it, though.
You
as
probably
first
do.
Player, maybe.
What happens if you go to continue? Oh, nope. It's just going to do one player. God
it's
damn it.
It's just going to do one player.
All right. Well,
I'm just going to die right away.
Or just play and see.
No,
I'm
not.
You know? I don't know. Okay.
Let's try this.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, we do, Drake, we do have a discussion question.
Okay. Let's discuss that while I die. Oh.
I need my phone. yeah, we'll discuss that while we die. So, shout out to motherfucking D-Train.
Right up, left, down.
Right up, left, down. Hold right, but the rest do not. And then B three times between each. Motherfucking D-Train, a good buddy of ours, sent us some discussion questions. So, shout out to D-Train. Also, big congrats to D-Train, who just put his first offer on his first house. So, that's pretty exciting.
Indeed.
Congrats, D-Train. Anyway, okay, he's got a discussion question here for us, Derek. Here, we might have done this one in the past, but who knows. So, here we go. What is a game that you always wish had a sequel, or a game that you wish never had a sequel?
I think we did the first part.
Yeah, okay, a game that
here.
We always wish had a sequel. Right. While Jurek's putting in the code, I will chat about a game I always wish had a sequel, which is definitely Little Nemo the Dream Master. I fucking loved that game on the NES, and it never had a sequel, and I wanted one. It could have been so cool. Did it work?
No.
Yeah, it did. You're picking the stage right now. Press up or something. Like stage 1A, press select, press... Yeah, there we go. Yeah, 1C.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Stage select. Here we go. Oh, my God. Are we going?
I didn't mean
are we doing
to do
it?
That. No, I just wanted to go.
Why is there 7 stages?
I think stage 7 is just the final boss, maybe.
Ah, okay. We should definitely try that. But not right now. Let's try, like, level 3 or something.
Let's go level 3B.
3B. Okay, here we go. Are we doing this two-player, though?
We were on two player when I did it.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to where it might have ended up, though.
It doesn't move because you move it by pressing select.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So theoretically...
Ooh, look at this level. It's a cave. It's so spooky in here. And there's a red armor about to fuck you up. First enemy. Right from the,
yep, okay,
dead.
We are on two player.
Oh, we are. Okay, great. I get to... How did you do that? How did you...
A.
I can't do it.
I have to do it for you. Apparently.
Oh, I see. Yep. Here, start me there. 3B. Sure. It doesn't...
We'll just start you same spot.
Same spot. Here we go. Got him.
You smoked him.
I think the key with the red armors is as soon as you see them, get them and don't move.
Just start going at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this? I don't like it. Oh, my God. It's a spooky pumpkin thing. Oh, my God. Oh, ooh. Holy shit. I've this is level 3. I've definitely never been here.
Okay.
So,
oh, wow. You killed him.
Before he killed me. And that thing, too, almost just fucked me up.
Yikes, man.
I got some money, 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 money. Money. yes. Okay, here we go.
So a game that you wish had a sequel. Yeah. I think we did do this before because I think my answer before was also Jade Empire.
Jade Empire? What the fuck is Jade Empire?
It was a
Empire?
Game on Xbox. We can just select every time we die.
Every time we die, we can select a level. So, like, try a different one.
All right. Let's go. Whoops. Don't want to go that far.
I mean, does it really matter?
4A.
4A, level 4.
Jade Empire was a game on the Xbox by BioWare, who made like Mass Effect and Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
And it was
Is it a Star Wars game?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like a kung fu. Wow, I just jumped right to my death.
Just right in a hole. What? Missed the platform completely. Yeah, here, start me there. Here we go.
So yeah, it's like a kung fu game where you fight. It's all like hand to hand and or feats and whatnot. Like a role playing game too. So you level up and you get stronger, and also much like Mass Effect and Knights of the Old Republic, you make choices throughout the game and everything. And it was
I didn't even move there. It just fucking knocked me off the platform for no reason. I didn't even get hit. What? Like,
I'm
it just
try that again because I just jumped right to my death.
You really did.
But yeah, Jade Empire was a sweet role playing like kung fu game that I really enjoyed, and it could have had a cool sequel, and then instead they just straight up abandoned it for I don't know, Mass Effect, I guess, which was super successful and
would you say it's a better game, Mass Effect, than Jade Empire?
Probably.
Or? Okay.
But I would still love, especially,
a sequel.
I mean, they're,
oh,
okay.
I thought that was,
I thought it was going to push me off.
I did too. Oh, it seems there's a picture of the lance at the bottom and it looks like a platform.
Oh no. Yeah. That's the same thing with the,
here, do me on 5. Oh, okay.
Whoops. But yeah, Jade Empire is a game I would love a sequel to. Modern day. There were definitely improvements that could have been made for a sequel.
Okay.
That, could have made it a really sweet game, but I think it did not sell well.
Yeah, that seems right. I got a game over. I literally just jumped in the first hole, just like you did. I think let's try one more level. Let's try the boss. Let's do it. Let's go to 7 and see what happens.
Oh, God.
We can do this.
A game that never should have had a sequel. Probably Turok, right?
No, a game that never should have had a sequel? Yeah. Donkey Kong Country.
No, well, that's just... inherently wrong.
Yeah, well, there's a shitty sequel called Donkey Kong Country 2.
No, that sequel's awesome.
I know.
But Turok has a terrible sequel.
Turok Seeds of Garbage, you mean?
Yeah, it's the one.
Yeah, yeah. We played that way back like in episode 12 or something.
I mean, who knows? I can't really remember the first Turok either. Maybe that was also terrible.
No, it's really good.
Me.
I actually, and the second one's also really good. We just didn't give it enough time. Like,
Doubtful. Seems unlikely.
I think it actually
I died to the final boss.
Can I try him? Continue.
Maybe.
Do we have to? What happens if
we're going to find out.
If we continue.
Two players. Player one, ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to put me at the final boss.
It is.
It's going to put you at 4A or something.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, this guy, he looks like a goofy Halloween-like guy. He's got like a pumpkin on his fucking chest. I don't know. Oh, my God. Oh, like, he doesn't seem that hard. I don't know.
Like, I feel like it's largely about just not dodging, getting hit by that
stuff. Don't get hit. That's the number one advice for Smash Brothers is don't get hit. How are you so good? You just did it. This room is an illusion and is a trap. Divisit
by Satan. I don't know what the rest said.
You just beat the game, Drake. But I literally beat
the final boss.
The final boss was easy as fuck.
If you can get to the final boss in this game, he's easy as balls.
Yeah. I want to try and do it now, but now you got to beat the second quest. So good luck.
Now we're on to quest number two.
Right back to level one.
Right back to level one
where we just were. Oh my god!
This game is not easy.
Nope. But I don't know, for how not easy it is, it's pretty fun. I don't know.
It is fun.
I like it. I don't know. There's a nice, like, I don't know. It's punishingly difficult, but
yeah,
but I like it.
That's for sure.
Also, I think that Little Nemo the Dream Master should have a sequel. And
we played that on here.
Yeah, it? Yeah.
That's the only one.
That's the only one in the series. Yes, yes.
And that's just a wait. Was that based on a?
I thought I was going to land on that thing.
It's just the video game Little Nemo. Was it? It's another series. It's like a TV show or book or anything.
It's based on a book.
Based on the book.
Yeah,
right?
Little Nemo the Dream Master.
Okay, that's what I was saying because. Me and
or
Abby,
it's like Little Nemo's Night of Dreams, or I can't remember
right?
what the book
there's
called.
A book.
Yeah, there's
because
a book.
Me and Abby just watched. Have you seen the movie?
You just got wrecked, by the way.
Oh, that was me. Huh?
That was you. Yeah.
All right. Then I didn't even play.
You didn't even touch the buttons.
We watched Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Great.
Have you
movie.
Seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
And in it, the stoner character at one point is sitting in the bedroom. He's had too much of everything.
Yep.
And he's sitting there and he's reading. I swear, I think he's reading Little Nemo.
Oh.
Because he's just sitting there and he goes, Nemo, man, you got to get your shit together. Your shit is all topsy-turvy.
Oh, it is topsy-turvy. In fact, there's a level in Little Nemo called topsy-turvy. Oh.
Maybe that's why he said, yeah, he's like, Nemo, man, your shit is all topsy-turvy. As he's just sitting there like puffing on a joint.
I do not know how to pass level four.
I don't
here.
Understand
it's impossible.
That,
why
yeah.
is it taking me all the way up? God.
I don't like you have to pick the exact right. There's these little
clouds
like platforms that go just back and forth. But it's hard to tell
which one's
going
right
to continue
one.
Going forward.
Yeah.
Can you jump down through it at all?
Or oh,
you
my
just
God.
Fall down through it or
it's gonna
fall
go back.
Off of it.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay. I'm on it now.
Jump
here we
on
go.
That one.
Here we go. Now I jump over here. Oh, my. Oh, nope.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Jump there. Okay. Nope. You jumped too far.
I thought it was going to go back. I thought it was
going to
go back.
It was going to eventually, I think.
I know, but like, God, it's just like the platforms don't move
God,
like
you suck.
Think
I'm already
would.
On.
Yeah, you're
like
on the
my
final
second
boss.
Loop, man.
I want to try the final boss.
Okay. Well, here, let's get game overs again.
And put in the fucking code again.
Put the code
we
in
need to
again.
Be done. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Well,
I'll try the
matter.
Final boss
None
later.
None of this matters.
None of this matters. We have 225 episodes
it's
of gonna, nothing
you know,
that matters.
Bring you a casserole for your loss.
For your loss.
But I didn't.
Classic Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I know.
You can't just decide that I'm drunk.
That decision's between me and God.
I don't need no instructions to know how to rock.
Yeah, if you've never watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force, man.
You gotta.
Go
so
watch the first like
it's,
seven seasons.
It's like when it first came out, it was like that kind of humor that like was groundbreaking and weird. It was like so random, but now it's like so, I don't know. It seems tame compared to
right.
like comedy nowadays. But yeah. What is that thing down there? I feel like I should have got it.
What thing?
I keep making the same mistake.
He knew. How do you have another life than me?
I don't know, because I got one or something. Maybe that's what that thing is down there, because I got that.
I don't. What thing
I'll
are you talking
you.
About?
I'll show you. Oops. If I don't fucking die before then.
Yeah, this level's impossible.
It is impossible. These clouds. Ugh. Okay, jump. Yep, dead. Okay, doesn't matter. I want to
try
and fight
I'll
the final boss one
that code
time.
Again.
Enter the code one time.
I mean, I did it right the first time, so. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going down to two players.
Two players.
I go, I hold
right.
Right.
Yep, you got this. Yes. A game that never should have had a sequel. I really don't think it's Donkey Kong Country. I was just making a joke about my hatred for Donkey Kong Country 2. But
I'm going to go to stage 6 because I already beat the boss.
Oh, and I get to choose too. I was why are you doing that?
You choose your own thing. Whoa.
You're fucking dead in 1 second.
Fuck that level. All right. I'm sending you to the final boss.
All right. Here we go.
Stage 7. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
Here we go. Let's do it. Oh, my God. Mash the
button. Stand in the corner. Just get in the corner and just make sure you... I don't know. I kept jumping up to try to hit his head, but I don't think it... I don't know if it matters.
It seems like that's what's hitting. Because it makes a little... See how it makes a...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got him. And I died.
Oh, and you died at the same time.
But it doesn't matter. This room is an illusion and is a trap to visit by Satan. Go ahead dauntlessly.
Make rapid progress with 1S.
Make rapid progress.
But progress is P-R-O-G-R-E-S.
You're on the level select for you now.
Mm.
I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Try what haven't we tried? 2? 5?
5.
Yeah, stage 5. This is going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah, a game that really shouldn't, a sequel that shouldn't have been made.
I don't know.
I mean, there's obviously. I mean. Oh, this is you.
Oh God, I'm pouring shots. Okay.
Well, I can apparently pause it for you.
All right, unpause. This is me. Why is it?
I don't know. Apparently.
Oh, because did I just beat the level, yeah, so I guess, didn't die. So.
Right. I guess I didn't think when I beat the final boss. I don't think I got to choose. I feel like it just sent me back to level 1.
Interesting. I don't know. I got to choose. Or you got to choose for me.
Yeah.
So I'm at round 2, level 5. Yeah, I don't know about a sequel that shouldn't have been made. I mean, like, what's a 2 that sucks? Like, I don't know. Oh, my God. What level is this?
2A.
2A. Interesting.
Where'd that fucker come from?
Nowhere. He came out of nowhere.
It's bullshit. They did the mash. He mashed me.
I'm just going to play it again. You got to pick my stage.
Stay tuned.
Pick 7.
The rest you want to... Oh, see if it...
See if I can beat this game.
See if it...
Let's get the fucking screen.
Gives you the windscreen.
Yep, here we go. We're going to do it right here. Fuck you, boss. This boss is fucking a chump.
Yeah.
For like a final boss of the hardest game of all time.
And you have 2 minutes to beat him. There's a timer in the top right corner.
He's going to shoot it?
A sequel that shouldn't have been made.
Congratulations.
This story is happy end. Thank you.
What?
Here we go.
Being the wise and courageous knight that you are, you feel strong welling
in your body.
Return to starting point. Challenge again.
Wow.
That's so hilarious. Being the wise and courageous. Yeah. It's like C-O-U-R-A-G-E-U-R.
Yeah.
Courageous.
But then it doesn't get you can't start over. It just gave you a game over. So it says like challenge again, but you only have to play it twice.
Oh, yeah.
It said challenge again, but you can't.
Okay, well, I'm going to put on my resume that I've beaten Ghosts and Goblins that's 2
legit.
Times.
That's legit.
That is legit. Well, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. Apparently that's just a pit.
Oh my God. I was pouring shots and then...
You poured a shot for yourself and not for me.
Well, that's because I had to play because...
No, I see how it goes.
No, remember?
Uh-huh. Oh,
well, and I overfilled yours, so that's what you get for being a chump over there.
That's fair.
That's okay. All right. Well, I think...
I just feel like there's got to be a game I can think of that shouldn't have had
Yeah, that shouldn't have had a sequel. I don't know what...
That did.
That is, though. Let's see. I'm going to have to think about it. Let's discuss the game that shouldn't have had a sequel. Let's discuss that next week. Let's like really think about that one. Cause like, I don't know.
Real quick. If you can think off the top of your head, Abby wanted, I didn't know there was going to be an actual question sent in from somebody. She wants to know what was your favorite Halloween costume as a child?
Oh, I can tell you 100%. I was little. I was like 5 or 6. The Ghostbusters cartoon was like my favorite fucking thing of all time. and I wanted to go as a Ghostbuster, and Winston was my absolute favorite Ghostbuster. This is like long before I had any concept of race or anything, right. You know, like I just like Winston was the cool one to me. And so I went as Winston, and my mom made me this fucking Ghostbusters jumpsuit. It was like made out of corduroy and it looked so fucking awesome. And it said Winston, you know, like on the, or actually I think it said Zedmore, cause he's Winston Zedmore. Like on my little name tag there, and I had the toy backpack, and I don't know, it was cool. I was the fucking Ghostbuster. I felt really cool. I was really little though. Like that one, I barely actually remember, but I just remember thinking it was so cool that I had this sweet costume.
Nice.
How about you?
I want to say ninja. But like lots of people were ninjas.
Yeah, and yeah. Then,
I mean, when I was a kid, my costumes, yeah, were never like vampire. Cool. But yeah,
you know, I don't know. I was a vampire 1 year. I think I might have been a
vampire. Yeah,
actually, I was never a cowboy. In the big blizzard of '91, which was on Halloween.
Yep.
My dad still took my sister and I trick or treating.
We went trick or treating.
We wore full snowsuits, like snow pants, coats. I was a cowboy that year, so I had my full snowsuit on and then a cowboy hat over my winter hat.
I think I was a pirate that year. And I think I had a full get-up of pirate, you know, striped pants and shirt and a hook, and then a pirate hat over my, like, winter hat.
Yep.
And I mean, nothing else you could see because it was all underneath snow gear.
Yep, same.
But yeah, I think 1 year I was a ninja. Like, I mean, just all black, like face mask. Ah, like sweet. All you could see was my eyes.
See, this is why I don't understand why people are so fucking upset about wearing masks. We literally have been all, pretty much any male our age wanted to be a fucking ninja.
Fuck,
I
want to continue to wear a mask.
Me too. We get to look like Sub-Zero all the fucking time.
I like my masks.
Me too. It's sweet.
I know Abby tried to make me an actual like Sub-Zero mask, and then it got too complicated. Yeah. She got kind of frustrated with it.
It seems
because it was gonna be like multiple colors and like she could just like glue on or stitch on just like the stripes or whatever.
Yeah, because Sub-Zero actually she wanted like, to do it right mask, to, and he has like a thing right. over the mask.
I mean, she was
like,
trying to do it right so that it could also be washed and not fall apart over time and stuff. Right. And then she was just like, it's too hard.
She was trying to do that for your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She told me all about it. Are we done talking about Halloween costumes?
Yeah, I think ninja, or 1 year I was Jason and I had like a glow in the dark hockey mask,
sweet.
And a machete that I put like fake blood on to make it look like I had already killed people.
Oh my God. And you definitely did.
That was probably one of my last years trick-or-treating. Okay. I think maybe even my last year trick-or-treating is when I was Jason. I want to say I was, you know, probably 11 or 12 or something. right where you're like, now you're too old.
You're too old.
Sucks.
1 year we were in seventh grade. So however old you are in seventh grade, 12 or 13 or something.
Yeah.
And we went trick or treating. I think we had shitty costumes on. We just went for fun. me and some friends, like Nate, our producer, was there. And we went to this one house, and this woman was furious with us. She was like, "You guys are way too old to be doing this."
That's
we
so
were like
stupid.
12 or 13. Like, oh, okay.
I've definitely had kids that are like 12 or 13 at my house, like last year and stuff. And it's like, whatever, fucking enjoy it while you can,
exactly.
man. Because you hit a point at some point where it's like, oh, it's not cool to wear a costume anymore. I don't want to dress up. And then you get to the point in college where again, you're like
yes,
let's fucking put on costumes and let's go get drunk.
I'll never forget Jurek's ultimate Halloween costume.
Just took out my eye.
Yep, just taking out your eye. It was so good.
Freshman year of college.
And like, there's nothing in there to keep its shape. So like by the end of the night, it was all droopy and stuff. And people would be like, what's going on with your eye?
Well,
and you would just open
just
it up.
People just kept asking me like, wait, what's
your
costume? Like everyone else is dressed up. And I was just wearing my regular, you know, regular clothes that I wear. But my eye was out and people,
they
what's
didn't
your
notice
costume?
At first.
And I would pull my eye open and be like wait, what? How did you do that? Yeah. Oh, fake eye.
That looks so good. Yeah.
Because it's real.
Yeah, it's because there's literally no eyeball in there.
I did it again 1 year, a few years ago when Chris Pronger took a stick to the eye because I have a Pronger jersey, and I just wore that and took my eye out and had like blood dripping down my eye because Pronger had just like it was terrible because he I think that literally ended his career.
Yeah, it did end his career. Yeah, he couldn't see well after
one
that.
One of the best hockey players of all time.
Yep, yep. But that's okay. Mad props to Chris Pronger.
Hell yeah.
You know what he did?
They did the match.
But yeah, okay, so Ghosts and Goblins.
Ghosts and
Goblins. We haven't even done final shots.
Let's do our final shots.
Okay, here we go. Final shots for final thoughts. Oh, I was like, what are you doing? You're doing it before a cilantro?
No, I was just sucking down the excess.
Taking a little off the top.
Taking a little off the top there, boss.
All right, all right. Well, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay. Okay.
Alrighty, Rue.
Ooh, alrighty, Rue, indeed.
Holy hot damn.
Okay, Jerick, how many red Aramers out of 10 do you give Ghosts and Goblins on the NES? 10 out of 10.
No.
Hands down. We're done. Good episode, everyone.
No?
Okay.
I mean, it's a perfectly fine game. It's hard.
The level select is nice. I didn't actually know that existed until this very day. Yeah. And I was years old.
Right. God, you know, I'm torn. Like, yes, everything controls fine. I think the jumping and the platforming can maybe be a little smoother.
They could have tweaked it a little bit. Like, he could jump a little higher. Just a little bit. So that you can jump over things.
You maybe
things.
Jump over things and stuff. But otherwise, yeah, it's a good game.
I really like it. I'm gonna give it an 8.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe 7.5.
Okay.
I think 7.5.
Yeah, it's
perfectly good. It looks for a game in 1986. Everything looks fine.
It looks great, actually.
Good.
Yeah, for an NES game of 86,
it's got good variety of enemies. You know, you're not just fighting reskins.
100 zombies that are one's blue and one's
green.
It's
kind of just, it seemed like the first level you're fighting these zombies, and then we never really saw them again in other levels.
No, we didn't, but we did see the Red Aramer several times.
Yeah. Yeah, but he shows up just occasionally.
He does, and actually, it seems like when he shows up, if you just mash your weapon and stand there, you can get him.
Yeah.
Like, you do have to dodge his bullet he'll shoot, though.
Yeah,
like,
it's all, you know, it's a learning experience, like every game, and at least, you know, you're always, it's almost like a roguelike.
It's like a roguelike.
You're going to die repeatedly, but you learn as you go.
You do learn as you go, but it does not, the glorious thing is it does not make you start all the way over every single time.
True.
And unlimited continues is fucking...
That's nice. And that
if there was not unlimited continues, I would give this game like a 2.
Yeah.
But since
then
it would be
impossible. You have 3 lives, and then... When you die, you continue, and you do, even if you're just halfway through level 1,
you continue
from that point.
Yep.
Don't learn from the demo screen, because he never makes it past this
first
bit,
gravestone.
Because he just stands there and tries to kill everything coming at him. He doesn't try to progress forward at all.
The demo screen is
keep
the worst.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah. Basically, hold forward.
That's
and
the key.
Shoot guys
keep
if they're in your way.
Keep going forward and shoot guys if they're in your way or they're about to get you from behind or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just don't get hit.
Don't get hit, but that's way easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's
definitely tough.
I mean, there's a lot of
Ultra Combo
going on.
But you can beat the game in 17 minutes.
One guy can beat the game
one
in
guy.
17 minutes. The rest of the world takes about, I don't know, a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's in the NES right now. I may take a little foray into this game throughout the week here. We'll see. We'll see next
we'll
week,
see.
I guess. But
all right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Jurek, what did other people think of this game?
So I have two reviews maybe from Amazon. One, I guess I didn't fully read it. I thought it would be we'll see. Maybe I'll read it.
Maybe you'll read it. I mean,
just the title is funny, and then I feel like I skimmed it and was like,
"Oh, is it one of those huge reviews?"
It's long, and I thought it was gonna be. Well, here I'll talk about it in a second after this first one. I have this review, and it's titled "The Worst Game Ever." He says, "The game is so dumb. You are in a graveyard in your underpants, and a giant red monster comes to steal your girlfriend. Mr. Knight finds his armor laying next to the picnic, and then faces an endless amount of zombies.
Yeah, he had his fucking armor off so he can get with the girl, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. Is at the start, is he just laying there in his underwear?
I don't think so. Like, I actually
about,
don't think
were they
so.
About to get it off?
I think they were about to.
They got interrupted?
Ooh.
Let's see. Scandalous the demo screen here.
Scandalous Ghosts and Goblins. Let's play it. Let's play that.
I'm actually curious. I feel like he was just laying there in his underpants.
I think he was, actually. Let's see. But that's because they only made two looks for him. He couldn't be. He could
one.
Either be in his underwear or his full armor.
And starts,
he is.
He's totally. She's fully clothed, and he's just wearing a pair of red boxers. Or
and then he does just grab
maybe
his
not even boxers.
Just sitting
like,
there.
He's just laying there in his underwear. He was ready to.
Oh, he was ready to get to down.
Get some action.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Mr. I feel Knight's, like there's a sound effect for that, but I don't know. Oh, here it is.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. Perfect.
Yeah.
Mr. Knight's controls are about equal to me trying to order my 2-year-old sister around. The enemies are just big enough to be unable to jump over, and the ending was too crude. Don't buy it.
Oh, no. This guy...
Too crude?
I mean, it is crude, means. But...
I guess just because it
tells
you to
it's not crude. It's just,
it again.
It's just poorly translated.
Yeah. But he gave it 1 star.
Okay.
And then this other guy says... This game is an illusion and is a trap devised by Satan. Go ahead.
Not devised, divisit.
Divisit. Oh, that is what he said.
Is that what
okay,
he said?
Yeah.
Divisit by Satan?
I thought that's what it says in the game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says divisit. It's D-I-V-I-S-U-T. Divisit.
I realize now as I'm reading this that he was quoting.
Yeah, he was quoting the end.
This game is an illusion and is a trap devisit by Satan. Go ahead dauntlessly. Play at your own risk.
Yes.
But then, I mean, nothing is all that funny in here. Maybe it was going to be, he was going to be like a super Christian person and being like, it's a game made by Satan. Don't play it.
Remember when people used to think like D&D was like Satan's game? Like, what the fuck?
Some people like were not allowed to play it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Wait, we're playing D&D tomorrow.
We are playing D&D tomorrow. Fuck yeah.
We'll finally maybe make it out of that dungeon we've been in for weeks.
That's okay. In my last campaign I played, we were literally in the same dungeon for like a year, maybe a year and a half.
I think we're almost done.
Yeah.
We're going to make it out of there. Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways, I digress. But this game, it got generally positive reviews. I mean... I don't recognize any of these websites or anything, but there's some 9 out of 10, 95%.
Yeah, I mean,
I
like
mean there's also
game.
Some lower things. I don't know if those are things that reviewed it recently. Game rankings. Apparently it only has 55%.
Oof. Ouch.
But
what about, let's see here. Metacritic?
It's not listed on here.
Oh, okay.
The NES version of Ghosts and Goblins was rated the 129th best game made on a Nintendo system in Nintendo Power's top 200 games list.
When was
so
that?
So it doesn't specify.
I
but
bet
I assume
Nintendo
that was like
Power,
NES, SNES, 64.
I
at
bet
least,
64.
Maybe even GameCube.
I doubt GameCube. I think the Nintendo Power ended like in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Early 2000s, I want to say.
2000s.
Yeah, but.
I bet you GameCube, yeah, hard to say.
I don't
probably
think there was
at least
many
those
Nintendo
three,
Powers with GameCube games.
Which means, you know, top 129 out of probably like 1,500, 2,000 games.
More than that. Well, no, probably.
Probably about 2,000.
There's about 700 on
700
each
NES.
And 700 SNES.
Probably less than that on 64.
64 has 400. So, yeah, I don't know. So, about 2,000. We'll say 2,000. Plus unlicensed games and shit. You know, I don't know.
It was also a bestseller for the NES, selling 1.64 million units. The game is often cited as an example of one of the most difficult games of all time due to its extremely hard level design and the fact that the enemies can spawn unexpectedly all over the map, as well as that the player dies within 2 hits and must play through all levels again at a higher difficulty setting after you beat it the first time.
So maybe I'm wrong. Like, I thought the enemies always spawn in the same spot.
I think some are, but I think also they... Like, I think the fact that you can just stay in one spot and they will continue
to come, yeah.
I think there is a slight randomness to it.
It's also not like Ninja Gaiden. Like, if you go and you see an enemy and then you go back and come back.
Fucking worse.
Like, if you go backwards and then go forwards again, that same enemy will respawn 100 million, you know, every single time you do that. It seems like they don't do that in this game. Like, they just spawn the once. And if you do it, you know, if you pass it, you're done.
I don't know. I feel like I never really went backwards in this game.
I was, I only noticed it during, the part with the floaty guys that go up and down. Cause like I was running back, but then when you go back forward, they don't come back again. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Hard to say,
but those ghosts, those weird ghosts, they do spawn. Like, one spawned right in front of me, you know, and I just happened to be mashing the button and I killed him.
There was definitely the guys that went up and down parabola style was slight randomness. Cause you would get them. I got one where they didn't even come low enough to possibly get me.
Yeah. So I guess there is some randomness in this, which I mean, I don't know.
But I bet you there is a set pattern, and speedrunners can probably be like, okay, I know I'm on pattern, you know,
three or whatever. C4. Yeah, C4. Oh, boom.
Ultra combo!
C4.
So they know based on the first couple enemies or something, like, this is what I have to do from now on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a good game.
It is a good game. I don't know.
I enjoyed it.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Ghosts and Goblins, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, a slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do. D-Train, thanks for the discussion questions this
Much
week.
Much appreciated, friend.
Super appreciated. And the rest of you Revelers, we would love discussion questions, so send that shit in, bros. Let's do this. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, man.
We're
too dumb to think of these things on our own.
We are.
Man.
You know? We're over here just...
They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The monster
mash. We're just mashing
away,
man.
We're just mashing away. All we do is mash. Mash, mash, mash. You mash, and that's what I always fucking tell people when I'm playing Smash, and by tell people I mean yell at my screen. You mashing, bro, what the fuck? Like, these fucking guys, they just like are like, oh, okay, I see, you're gonna push 1,000 buttons and that's your strategy. I mean, that's definitely how some people
play fighting games.
Yeah, that's how I play Mortal Kombat. I do not play Smash that way.
I don't think I play Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, that at least not the Mortal Kombat's that I'm familiar with.
Well, no, I actually don't play that way either. But actually, Mortal Kombat 11, I play that way because I don't know it well enough. I love Mortal. I mean, it's actually a fun game, Mortal Kombat 11. I don't know.
I don't remember if that's.
I'm so used to Smash.
One of them is on Games Pass. I think
it's 11.
No, I think it's.
Oh no, it is 10. Actually, when I did, because you can get Games Pass on PS4, right?
No.
No. Oh no, I did the whatever. PlayStation's version.
Oh, PlayStation Now.
Yeah, PlayStation Now. I did the free trial once and I downloaded Mortal Kombat 10 when that happened. But yeah, 11 is the new one.
Right.
Terminators, Rambo's in it. Yeah, the new DLC pack is Rambo, Melina, and Rain, and it's fucking awesome.
Melina and Rain weren't already in the game?
No, I know.
Bullshit.
Well, I mean,
Melina should have been. She's been in fucking
yeah, but there's like there are so many more Mortal Kombat characters than were in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
I know, like, but still, like, Melina has been around since Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, she was in 2, and she's a fan favorite. But yeah. And that's why they saved her for DLC, you know, to like get people to buy it.
Rain
was cool. He was in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Purple Rain,
and that's how Ed Boon teased him. He made a tweet with some kind of Prince reference, and people were like, oh, the next DLC character is definitely Rain. Yep.
He's purple.
Because he's purple. He's Purple Rain. He's fucking, he's Prince Rain. Incarnate.
Damn right.
Our boy.
R.I.P.
Mamma mia. I don't know. Right. I'm sorry. I just hit a button.
Prince would appreciate that.
He would appreciate that. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Poltergeist.
Game on, Poltergeists.
Purple rain,
so good.
I don't know any other words to the song.